Building a boat out of one sheet of plywood is a classic design challenge. A challenge taken up by individuals in schools and colleges for decades, and now by us. If you look them up, there are hundreds of examples out there, but ours is the best. Well, obviously. Will joined in this challenge, and it turns out he was a boat builder all along. Who'd have thought it? We are working with the same dory design from an earlier video. It's very simple and elegant. The parts laid out on a sheet of plywood would look like this. But, as you see, there's lots of wasted space, so we can do better. If we cut the long lines in half and rearrange them, we can make all the pieces a little bigger. This version has the floor cut in half as well, and this version has the transom cut in half too, all to maximise the size of the boat so as to make best use of the whole sheet of ply. That's what I came up with, but Will wins with this version, and it has fewer joints too. Well done, Will. We're cutting it out of cheapy 5mm ply and quarter of an inch on the magnificent CNC machine, but of course you could use a jigsaw instead. This machine is made from a kit of parts from Extreme Plasma, link in the description. It's brilliant because it can cut a whole sheet of ply in one go. What a machine! We are using finger joints to make the long sides, but if you wanted to make this boat, you could use a simple scarf joint where you taper each side down and glue them together, or even a butt joint with glass tape on each side. I hope to have simple plans ready if anyone wants them. Have a look in the description. I made a 1/5 scale model of this boat out of very thin plywood just to make sure it all fits together.
So that is a 1/5 scale model, so everything's going to be 5 times bigger, or we have to shrink by a factor of 5.
We're reasonably confident that this will work, but still it's exciting to see it come together. How exciting is this? A boat appears before us as if by magic. And we're using wire ties to hold it together while we put the glue in.
That is the easiest boat I've ever rolled over.
The glue is a two-part epoxy resin, used neat as a sealant and with some filler powder added when it needs to be a stiffer paste. The next day the wires can be cut out again and more paste put in. We added glass fibre tape to the seams too on both sides. This makes them super strong, but it's all a bit messy and sticky. We put a layer of resin on the inside and the outside to keep it waterproof. According to the rules I found in this challenge, the hull has to be made from the single sheet of plywood and nothing else. But after that, you can use whatever you need. I found 2 lengths of skirting board to cut down for the gunwales. Unfortunately, there are knots in one, so it didn't bend very smoothly, which was a bit of a shame. We need to test the stability and see how high she sits in the water. So, we're off to the seaside. It's not finished yet, obviously, and it could use more waterproofing, but if it passes this trial, we can always do that later. The whole boat weighs less than 7 kilograms, about 15 pounds. You could easily carry one in each hand. We're not sure where the rollock block should be exactly, so we attach them temporarily.
Do you want any of those bits of foam now?
I was going to put in a little pad to sit on, but there was no time. The boat just took off on its own.
Yes. Ooh, lift off. You're going, you're off already, mate.
It's too late, you've already gone.
Very quickly we learned a few things. This is a tiny boat, and I'm too big and heavy for it really, and it's wobbly, and there isn't much freeboard to keep the water from coming in over the edge. But it works. It's like a lively little pony, very quick and jumpy, but great fun once you get the hang of it.
It looks surprisingly low in the water.
Yeah, it feels low though. I got wet arse now. Am I too far forward or back?
Too far forward.
Yeah, if you're going to go over, make sure I'm filming.
And do you want that seat wheel?
There isn't much room for your knees.
Will went in next. He's a better size for it, and quickly figured it all out.
It's very wobbly, yeah? But I think in calmer conditions. And we have another volunteer. Here comes Joe. You got a wet ass as well, Will.
I have.
It's horrible, isn't it? Why are we doing this in November? Sit down quick. Sit down quick.
And then Joe went in. He paddled it like a canoe, which he did very well considering the oar was way too big.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Then we took it under the bridge to calmer waters, where everything was much calmer and so much easier. Rowing is the easiest way to move it, but you can see here that the rollocks are too far forward. It meant we couldn't sit in the middle of the boat quite, so we just moved the rollocks back a few inches. I did try a 2-inch piece of polystyrene as a seat. But it raised the centre of gravity too much and made the boat really wobbly. Even just 2 inches. Probably a 1/4 inch would be best of all, just to keep your bum out of the wet.
How does it feel now? Better?
No, it's actually worse because I'm higher up. But
yeah.
My bum feels better in it.
I couldn't persuade anyone else to try this, but It was really lovely to be back out on the water in something as small and vulnerable as this, bobbing about on lots of swirling black water in the tiniest of boats. The little frisson of fear you feel makes it really fun and exciting. To get the same feeling in a bigger boat, you'd have to go way out to sea and meet big waves.
It's easy for him. He's got 2 inches more freeboard because he's so light. From here, it looks really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lovely shape.
Yeah.
That's so manoeuvrable, isn't it?
You could do slaloms in it, wouldn't you?
So, not for all water conditions and not for big people, but still, I think this little boat is a success. We might have to build another one now so we can race them.
Aim for here.